at the Revelation series. And today I, Martin Zender, am going to talk about the 24 elders around the throne of God. And the first question people ask me about these is, Martin, how many are there? It's kind of like the question, you know, who's buried in Grant's tomb? Well, there are, I found through intense research and many hours poring over the Word of God, there are 24 of the 24 elders, and they are seated on thrones. And these elders have been quite a headache to study. There's so much nuance and detail here, but I like to take the big picture, and I am impressed with the 24 elders because, folks, there is a curtain being opened up for us in the unveiling of Jesus Christ, showing us the operative forces behind the scenes among the celestials. And, ooh, I just got a chill down my left leg. It's very exciting. Now, we're going to Revelation, and we're going to go to chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Of course, John is entering the throne section. We're entering the throne section. John sees the throne, and around the throne, I perceive 24 thrones, and on the 24 thrones, elders sitting, clothed in white garments, and on their heads, golden wreaths. And out of the throne are issuing, God's throne, lightnings, voices, thunders. Talked about that last week. Seven torches of fire burning, the seven spirits of God. And before the throne is as a glassy sea, like crystal. Now you're seeing the context of all this. And again, we're in the throne section of Revelation. We're talking about the political jurisdiction of the earth, and that it's going to be administered by the political jurisdictions of heaven. Because as there is now a door open in the book of the unveiling between heaven and earth, we are going to see things happen on earth as they are in heaven, in accord with the prayer of our Lord that he gave the disciples. Many expositors think that the 24 elders represent, of course, when you ask yourself that question, what do the 24 elders represent? You're already off on the wrong track, because they are what they are. People think they represent the church. Somehow these elders represent us in heaven, that we're going to be elders in heaven. That's not the case. So before I tell you what these beings are, which is extremely interesting and exciting and scary, if you weren't a friend of God's, I'm going to tell you what they're not. And they're not a representative, a type of the church in heaven, because they are presiding over judgment. The 24 elders and the animals. There are four animals. King James says beasts, which is beastly, a beastly translation. They're not beasts, they're animals. And when you find out what these are, it is so cool what the animals are. They're the cherubim. I'm getting way ahead of myself. Our job, the ecclesia, that's the body of Christ, it's not our job to dispense judgment or wrath. Now, that even now, in some way, in verse 10 of Ephesians 3, it's really like opening a window and getting a breath of fresh air to leave the book of the unveiling and go to a book like Ephesians. Ephesians 3:10. That now may be made known to the sovereignties and authorities among the celestials through the ecclesia, the multifarious wisdom of God in accord with the purpose of the eons. So God has a purpose that he's operating through the eons, and he's going to make known something that the sovereignties, authorities among the celestials are going to be made known of something through the ecclesia. Well, we know here at the multifarious wisdom of God. What does that include? Now I turn to Ephesians 2:7. This is our job when we are snatched away to go to heaven before the tribulation and before the thousand-year kingdom. In the oncoming eons, God will be displaying, I'm in verse 7 of Ephesians 2, the transcendent riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For in grace through faith are you saved. So God saves us in grace. And because of that, we are now display vessels of grace. I put this verse together with Ephesians 3:10 that we are somehow displaying even now to these sovereignties and authorities among the celestials, which I dare say would be including the 24 elders. We are telling them, we are showing them by our lives, by the example God is making of us. What kind of example is God making of us? He's saving us by grace. And so we are then in the future, and actually in the present to be display vessels of the transcendent riches of His grace in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. That's our job. So we have nothing to do with dispensing judgment. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad that God gives this to the seven spirits, to the 24 elders who preside over it, to the animals that surround the throne. The animals, commonly known as cherubim, going to dedicate a couple shows to these. There are four of them in the unveiling that comprise the throne of God. They're so close to God. They're closer to God than the 24 elders. So in case, I'll give you this now. In case a contingent of the Otis Sellers people come to rub me out or do me in or shun me or lock me in a closet, I'll tell you this now before something bad happens to me. I'll tell you what the 24 elders and the animals are. Commonly referred to as the cherubim, or King James translates it beasts, which is terrible. The 24 elders represent the celestial creation. They are the representatives of every sovereignty and authority among the celestials. And the animals represent the earthly creation, all the animals and man, humanity. So we have all creation represented here with the 24 elders and the animals. That's the concordant version. Animals. Where's Martin getting this? That's the concordant version. I'm going to be getting to that. Seven torches. Where's the animals coming? Yeah, the animals are going to come in later, but I wanted to give you that ahead of time in case something bad happens to me. I don't expect that to happen, but you never know. So we dispense peace and grace, not wrath. The 24 elders, on the other hand, which are representatives of the celestial creation, they preside over the most awful period of wrath in the history of humanity. Now, I want to take you to a place where the elders, and the elder, by the way, is an old person, but these aren't people. The 24 elders are not redeemed saints. This is another common misconception. I'm going to do away with that maybe tomorrow. I forget when. I'm going to do away with that, you can bet. They're not human beings. They're not redeemed human beings. They're spiritual beings. They're gigantic spiritual beings. They're statesmen, if I can use that term. They're eldermen, like the aldermen in human government. They are of the sovereignties, authorities, and world mights mentioned by Paul. The heavenly hierarchy. They're at the top. Apparently, the celestial realm is divided into 24 sectors. That's my term. That's my term to describe this rulership, this authority that they have. Because they're on thrones. They're sitting on thrones. Throne speaks of rulership, kinghood. And it's like they come from the far corners of the universe, not the earth, the far corners of the universe, to attend this this divine session. And they're seated on thrones. And they represent, again, it's like the House of Representatives in the United States. We have members of each state come to Washington to represent their states. These elders, these mighty ones, are coming to the throne of God to represent their realms in the universe. This is beyond Star Wars. Now I want to go to Revelation 5:13, and we're going to see what's commonly referred to as a doxology, an epic statement of the elders and the animals. Because I want to show you the universal aspect of this judgment, because some people think that the occurrences of Revelation are going to be local. Like this is just for Israel. Like it's not going to affect the entire earth. I told you, I've been told by one guy that the flood of Noah was local. How do you read anything in Genesis about the water covering the tallest mountain on the earth and all living creatures that have breath dying and say, that sounds like a local flood to me? In what way? So the events of the unveiling are not localized. It's not just for Israel. It's going to affect the entire earth, but not only the earth, but the universe. And I perceive in the center of the throne. Let's go ahead and start with verse 6, Revelation 5. and of the four animals, and in the center of the elders, a lambkin, standing as though slain. So we have the elders, 24 elders on 24 thrones. We have the animals. I haven't told you anything about them yet. There's four of them. The Hebrew scriptures call them cherubim. It's identically the same, as we will see. We're going to go to Ezekiel, and we're going to see how freaky these spiritual beings are. Talk about opening a curtain into heaven. Ezekiel, in his opening vision, sees the cherubim. He sees the animals, and they have all these eyes and wings, and they fly around, and they're just amazing. Man, I can't wait to see this stuff. But they are judging, and they cry out, hallelujah, because great is Yah, but there's great judgment that they do, and they're very protective. They have wings. They look down on the Ark of the Covenant in the holy place, the Holy of Holies, because they're very, very protective of the things of God, and they represent the earthly creation. One has the face of a man, a lion, an ox, and a vulture, and it's so significant, these things. I'm going to tell you details about the face of the man, the lion, the ox, and the vulture, and it's just phenomenal. Love this window into the celestial realm, because that's where I'm going. And we're getting a hint of the power there and the organization there and the hierarchy there. It's not haphazard. It's not willy-nilly. It's organized. And there is a hierarchy. Sovereignties, authorities, and world mights, Paul says in Ephesians 6. I'm going to be going there too if I have time today. So I perceived in the center of the throne and of the four animals and in the center of the elders a lambkin standing as though slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which you know by now are the seven spirits of God, commissioned for the entire earth. And it came, the lambkin, and has taken the scroll out of the right hand of him who is sitting on the throne, God. And when it took the scroll, that is the lambkin, the four animals and the 24 elders fall before the lambkin. Ooh, God, I love this. Honor, glory, praise, worship to God. Even these powerful beings bowing down to the creator of all, each having a lyre and golden bowls brimming with incenses, which are the prayers of the saints. And they are singing a new song, saying, verse 9 now, Revelation 5, worthy art thou to be taking the scroll and to open its seals, for thou wast slain, and thou dost buy us for God by thy blood. Out of every tribe and language and people and nation, thou dost also make them a kingdom and priesthood of our God, and they shall be reigning on the earth. And in verse 13, to him who is sitting on the throne, to the lambkin, be blessing and honor and glory and might for the eons of the eons. And this is a universal word of praise because it contains every creation. And again, the elders and the animals represent all creation. That's why this is universal in its scope. It includes that which is in the heavens and that on earth. We read in Colossians 1:20. That God is going to reconcile those things on the heavens and those things on the earth. And their representatives are here in this unveiling, the 24 elders and the four animals. In this throne scene, the heads of heavenly government, the thrones and dominions and sovereignties and authorities are symbolized by the 24 elders, and the heads of the earthly creation are symbolized by the four animals. Okay, that's all I got for now. I've introduced them. And I've really told you what you need to know, because the elders only appear, I think there's one other time they appear in the temple section, but they only appear in the throne section. That is from now until chapter 11, verse 19. And so they are definitely having to do with the sovereignty of the earth, the political jurisdiction on the earth. And I'm always impressed by how unoriginal things are on Earth. We think we invented everything. Every generation, for instance, thinks they invented sex, right? Everybody invented it. And there's nothing new, no. Everything you see on Earth is a type, is a shadow, is a reflection of powers in the heavens. And God's will be done soon on Earth as it is in heaven. And to introduce this, he gathers representatives. Because every being, every created being, whether on heaven or on earth, has its representative standing before the throne. The celestial being, the celestial creation, has its representatives in the 24 elders. And the animal creation, including humanity, has its representatives at the throne of God. And God is about to speak.